because they may have to leave in a few moments, Wednesday sessions. But I want to thank them for, one, being here this morning to participate in this inspection, acknowledge your hard work, and for their support of the growth of this department over the last several years that has allowed us to do so many good things. I want to thank also the boosters that are here this morning. As you're well aware that the city, with its limited finances, is never really able to provide so many of the amenities, whether it's landscaping around the building, the gym upstairs, support for the Explore programs, so many of the things that they pay for. A special thanks to the boosters and all of the members of this community who come out time and again to support you, to work with you. A special thanks also to the civilian cadre at this station. While at all police departments, most of the attention is focused on those in uniform or our detectives, you know and I know that the essential makeup of the department would be incomplete if not for our civilians working in the many areas of responsibility that they have. So also a special acknowledgement and thank you to them in these what are certainly very stressful times. These times we live in are very interesting times, extraordinary times, historic in many respects. You have often heard me speak in the videos, in the Code 20s, in the articles, in the press conferences that I attend. I have a constant refrain as it relates to this profession of policing that is ours. I've been in it for 40 years. I love it, and I have the utmost respect for the profound effect that we, the police, have in our society. Cops count, police matter, you matter. This city is in an historic period at this moment because of you and your hard work and that of the other 13,000 members of this department. There has never been, in the modern history of this department, a time when there has been as much acknowledgement of your hard work. Looking at all the polls going back for over 40, now almost 50 years, there has never been a time when the public has been so broadly supportive of what you are doing. Recent LA Times polling, recent polling by Harvard University, polling that's been done over the years, at this particular time, you have earned the respect of the majority, the vast majority of the people in this city. Over 83% approved, and a large number of that 83% strongly approved of the job that you are doing to make this city a safer place. And in our minority communities, our African American community, which we have had so many stresses over the years, in our growing Latino population, with its concern about immigration issues and Special Order 40 issues, you are rating higher than ever in history with those two population groups. It is not just happening, it's happening because of you. I get to tell the story. I want to thank you for giving me such an extraordinary story to tell. And part of the reason there is so much public support for you at this time, support for the expansion of the department in these tight times, support for the idea that public safety is the first obligation of government, is they are seeing the results firsthand. The crime situation in this city, you'd have to go back in some instances to the 60s and 50s to have equivalent rates of crime when the city had a much smaller population. And certainly a lot of the issues of modern day life, drugs, gangs, and the firearms that are out there were very different 30, 40, and 50 years ago. We live in extraordinary times. You are extraordinary people making great changes in the lives of so many people in these times. It's a privilege to be your chief, a privilege to be your leader. It's a privilege to be a Los Angeles police officer. Your inspection this morning, I compliment you, and I compliment your leadership on putting that inspection together. I dare say for many of you, it's the first time in 10, 20, maybe even 30 years that you had to do a dress right dress, and you did it outstanding. That performance this morning looked every bit as good as when our recruit classes march on Elysian Field to begin their careers. One of the things I enjoy about these command inspections is the reflection of the tradition of this organization. Pride in that badge that we also proudly wear, pride in our history, pride in the way that we work together. We are made up of many different individuals, but the successes we are experiencing, historic reductions in crime, gang crime, with more to come, increasing successes against the gang scourge in this city. All of that is a reflection of us working together as a team, but also working with the rest of the team, the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, working with the sheriff, working with parole, working with the city attorney, working with the district attorney, working with the U.S. attorney. There has never been a time in the history of this department where we are working so closely and intimately together with the rest of the criminal justice system. We are fighting with nobody. We are working together, proud in ourselves, but also proud of what we can do with them. Later this morning, I'll be at a press conference over in Lafayette Park, over in the Rampart area, where, as we're sitting here, standing here this morning, there's a large-scale sweep going on of MS-13 gang members working with our colleagues in the FBI and ATF and DEA, an 8-year investigation culminating this morning in a significant number of arrests, reflective once again that we're going to continue going after the gangs and working with a U.S. Attorney's office that is arresting thousands of these characters with us and shipping them out of state so they cannot interact with each other, that they are in federal prison, not in our local state prisons where they just strengthen their relationships. In closing, remember that you count, you make a difference, you matter, the work that you do day in and day out. Feel very proud that you are living at this particular point in time in history. There has never been a better time to be a Los Angeles police officer. Even though we are dealing with stressful times as a result of the economic impact that we are feeling,